Authorities in Hunan have issued the highest alert for rainstorms. A new round of downpours, forecast to bring over 100 millimeters, is expected to hit cities including Zhengzhou, where over 300 people were killed by flooding as a result of torrential rains last month. Tropical storm Henry has hit the coast of Rhode Island, packing high winds that knocked out power in tens of thousands of homes. Heavy rains also led to inland flooding in other areas in the northeast, including New Jersey and Massachusetts. Though downgraded from a hurricane, Henry still brought wind gusts up to 110 kilometers per hour in some areas as it moved up the coast. There were no immediate reports of major damage, but officials have warned of the danger of spot flooding in inland areas over the next few days. More than 2,200 people have been killed in the earthquake in Haiti. Nearly 53,000 homes were destroyed in the 7.2 magnitude jolt earlier this month. International aid's been pouring in, with the latest arriving from Brazil. A plane carrying humanitarian aid and 32 firefighters are in Haiti to help with search and reconstruction efforts. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven announced that he'll step down as Prime Minister and leader of the Social Democratic Party in November. He made the unexpected announcement during his annual summer speech on Sunday ahead of the country's general election next year. Löfven's been the Social Democratic Prime Minister since 2014 and in June became the first ever Swedish leader to lose a confidence motion in Parliament. The 63-year-old leader said that he made the decision to give his party a better chance in the next general election scheduled for September next year. Beijing 2022 organizers say they'll hold test events in October at the National Aquatic Center, the venue for curling during the Winter Games. The site, known as the Water Cube, hosted aquatic competitions at the Beijing 2008 Summer Olympics. Project manager Zheng Yulei says they're in the final stage of converting it into a curling arena. After the Winter Games, the venue will continue to switch between the swimming season and the ice season. Universal Studios Beijing has expanded its pre-opening stress test to the public as it hopes to officially open its doors soon. Visitors from outside of Universal and the resort are being given their first look at the new theme park. Strict pandemic prevention and control measures will be implemented. Universal Studios Beijing President Thomas Merriman says they're prioritizing the safety of all visitors. The resort, which is located in Beijing's Tongzhou District in the east, includes the Universal Studios theme park, hotels, recreational facilities, and themed attractions.